Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Like any region with a distinguished seafood heritage, our Chesapeake Bay has attracted national, even international attention. Chefs around the country have taken notice of our traditions and have found inspiration on the shores of the bay. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you have invited one of New York City's most celebrated chefs to be with us.
That's right. We have Chef Andrew Carmelini, who is the chef and owner of NoHo Restaurant Group, and now in Baltimore, Rye Street Tavern, and of course the Chop House at the Pendry's. Thanks for being here.
And welcome the city.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Baltimore.
I love it. Got a good feeling here.
And I know you've done a lot of research on sort of when you're getting ready to open these concepts on the Eastern Shore and its sort of traditions and seafood. And so tell us a little bit about what you found out coming from New York.
Well, you know, we really geeked out about the Chesapeake Bay in general, like when we were coming down. And it's a balance kind of bringing like what I do and my kind of style of cooking and then integrating that like locally and respecting it. Just being like the New York guy that comes down and just like plops down and and does that. So we spent a good amount of time, Hoppers Island, Tangier, you know, all up and down the Eastern Shore there. Just kind of like, it's good to understand where things come from. You know, I lived in Europe for 3 years cooking in Europe. And I tell that to like young cooks that work for me. It's like, before you can mess around with gnocchi, it's good to go to Lombardia or Emilia Romagna and possibly make gnocchi with someone, you know, just so you can historically understand and just kind of, you know, have a good context for something. So that's what we did here with the Eastern Shore, with up in Sparks in Northern Maryland also. And
so what sort of seafood did you find that you really want to use, that you're using in the restaurant? So that was really interesting to you.
Well, I mean, rockfish, I don't know if you know this, but rockfish and crab are huge in the state.
Really? You didn't know that?
Yeah, I had that impression.
Yeah, it's a news flash. And when we opened up the Pendry Hotel, it's amazing how much you sell. Even at a chop house, Italian chop house kind of idea. And both things are, you know, on the menu. And wow, it's like number two and three sellers next to like the petite filet,
right,
you know, which is great. So at Rye Street, we, you know, took that idea. And I don't have a crab cake on the menu. We do have, every day we do a different crab special.
Right.
So kind of highlighting Maryland.
And you're doing Maryland crab.
Yeah, Maryland crab.
That's great.
And which has been really interesting because I like to eat crab a lot of different ways. And there's a lot of different, and because we're American restaurant, it gives me some liberty to do different things, you know, and kind of explore different stuff.
How do you like these soft shell crabs?
I mean, you know, soft shell crabs are big in New York too. Like, you know, when soft shell crab season comes, we'll sell them. At La Conda Verde, my Italian restaurant, we'll do a dish with them.
Yeah.
At the Dutch, which is my American restaurant in Soho, we do the soft shell crab sandwich. It sells like crazy there. So people, when it comes to the season, people, you know, they pay for it. They go for it.
Sure.
So yeah, softies are, we're well-versed in cooking those.
That's awesome.
We'd really appreciate it if you would send us a couple recipes.
Yeah, especially the different crab preparations at Rye Street. We'd love to get a few on the website for people to try.
Yeah, we definitely do that. We have like a section on the menu that every different day. So like on Tuesday, we do crab tamales.
Perfect.
And Saturday, we do a crab salad with like a Bloody Mary dressing.
Perfect.
And kind of switch it up every day.
I love it. So actually, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.